Sleep is a bit of an abstract concept for farmers in the Victorian grain belt at the moment. From now until mid-January, most will spend more than 18 hours a day in a header cab harvesting crops. But after 2 years of drought, every monotonous lap, even on Christmas Day, is a celebration.
We didn't harvest a single grain last year. The year before, we should have cut it for hay, but we put it through to grain, and that was a disaster.
By the start of this season, every Wimmera-Mallee grower was in dire straits, but none were quite as broken as Rapanyup's Dave Morgan. The decision to play one last season of footy put his family's annual income at risk.
Broke my neck, literally days away from the start of cropping. The crop had to start going in and I had no way that I could do it myself.
More than a dozen debt-ridden neighbours stepped in, some sowing the Morgans' crops throughout the night before starting on their own at daybreak.
I think at one stage we had three or four air seeders and a couple of boom sprays and a roller all going at once. Trying to think of the right word, but it was really humbling to have people come in and help, and some that I didn't really know that well. That was just overwhelming and, yeah, forever grateful.
And then the rain came, and it didn't stop. After two of the driest springs on record, Victoria's grain belt got its wettest.
This year there were tractors getting bogged everywhere, but we had to do a few U-turns and stay out of a few parts of the paddock.
The rain brought its issues and grain quality is down, but the ankle-high plants of last year have been replaced with barley crops like this one, standing well above the waist.
There's going to be some record yields this year, so it's some of the other neighbours that have been going for a couple of days, anywhere from 4.5 to 5 tonne to the hectare, which is extremely good. I think we're pretty happy if it's anything over 3 tonne to the hectare as a long-term average.
But I was just talking to a farmer this morning that was harvesting close to 8 tonnes a hectare of barley.
Andrew Wiedemann is chair of Grain Producers Australia. He says Victoria's record harvest was meant to be matched, if not outdone, by similar seasons in other states. But severe frost wiped out a huge percentage of WA's crops.
You know, they're talking somewhere to 4 to 5 million tonnes coming off the top of the crop estimates of 17 million tonnes. So it's really, really tough.
And most of the nation has seen footage of South Australia's severe storms, first in September, then again in November.
What a roller coaster of fire earlier in the year, wiping out a lot of country and the emotion around that, and then of course having this event as well. So we really do feel for those farmers in South Australia.
But national harvest figures due for release later this morning will show that overall Australia's winter crop is well above average. The problem is that international competitors also had bumper seasons, and a global glut of grain has pushed prices right down.
I think what we'll be hearing come early next year that growers are holding back grain from the market because the prices at the moment are obviously below cost of production for a number of people.
Does that mean that there is optimism in the long term that these prices will lift?
Well, look, it's a calculated gamble. When you see low prices, it generally drives high prices. Extra consumption goes up because of the low prices and that'll drive the economy again. So overall, I think that things look pretty positive.
Price and quality aside, Victorian growers like Dave Morgan are just happy to be busy filling trucks.
Yeah, it's a great feeling knowing that the silos are going to be full and plenty to do throughout the year.